We're Yud Zayin Amid Beis 34, 6 lines from the bottom. Don't forget in the Gemara Chagiga. No, you're in the wrong Gemara. To go to the second half. There's two Gemaras in one book. 34 and this one. Okay, the Gemara is in the middle of a discussion, even though this is a new piece of Gemara, really.
Page 34
in Chagiga, 6 lines in the bottom of the page. Okay, last time we were learning, the Gemara was discussing that Pesach has 7 days, Sukkot has 8 days, Shavuos has only 1 day. And we know that all the Jews had an obligation when they came up to the Chag, to the Beis HaMikdash, that they had to bring sacrifices. The problem was, it was impossible for everybody to bring the sacrifices in 1 day. Number two, Beis Hillel held that on Yom Tif, you are allowed to bring the korban of the day, even though it was completely an oila, it was completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Beis Shammai said you can't even bring a korban on Yom Tif, because Beis Shammai said you can only slaughter in Shecht if you're going to eat it. But a korban that only God eats, you're not allowed to bring even on Yom Tif, Beis Shammai said. So the question is, what do you do with Shavuos when you need all those days for the people to bring their korbanos? So the Gemara said a statement before that Shavuos has 7 days makeup. That means you have all 7 days following Shavuos to bring the korban, just like Pesach has seven, even though Sukkot has 8 days. But the Gemara said before the expression tefasta merubah letefasta. If you have a choice to liken Shavuos to Sukkot, which is 8 days, or you have a choice to liken it to Pesach, which is 7 days, you take the smaller amount. So that was one version the Gemara said. That's how we know that Shavuos has 7 days to be able to bring the carpet. Now, Devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov learns it out from a different place. And he says the following. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in the Chumash, O Krasem, you should call, O Vekutzrechem, and when you reap. Now, this is referring to the Yom Tov of... Now, another thing, the three Chagim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, corresponded with the agricultural Yom Tifs. This is a different Gemara. Marshal, Shavuos was called Chag HaKotzer, when you reap, when you cut the Tvor. Then they laid it for the duration of the summer in the fields, and Sukkot, they brought it into the home. That's why it's called Chag HaAsif, the gathering. So it says in the Pasuk says, when you call and when you harvest. So the Gemara says, what Yom Tif do you reap? Which Yom Tif do you cut? It's the level of Sukkot. So the Gemara says, Amos, but when do you reap? If you're going to say you do it on the day of Yom Tif, you're not allowed to cut your field on Yom Tif. So obviously, if the Torah calls Shavuos the holiday of reaping, of cutting, you can't do it on Yom Tif. So what does it mean? It's the cutting time. But you have a week, including the day of Shavuos, to be able to do it. So you see that the Yom Tif is krasem. When can you call the Yom Tif? The amount of time you have to reap, meaning for 7 days.
But that 7 days include Shavuos, on which you can't do.
Correct. But at least you have Tashlum, you have a makeup day. Right. And the Gemara says, even though it says, the reason before from Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Eshiya, because Shavuos is likened to Pesach, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You need both of them. In other words, the Gemara said two reasons why Shavuos has 7 days. Not the Yom Tov is 7 days. To bring the carbon is 7 days. One reason is because we liken Shavuos to Pesach. Pesach has 7 days, Shavuos has 7 days. And the second reason, we said because it's the holiday when you reap in the field. And when do you do that? You can't do it on Yom Tov, so you have to do it after Yom Tov. So you have 7 days. So you might say, why do I need both reasons? To teach me that you can make up the korban of Shavuos for 7 days. So the Gemara says, because if it would only say Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eshiya that he likens it to Pesach, Hava Amina, I would think, Mata Shlum and Shalchag HaMatzos, just like the makeup days of Pesach. I'll explain this in a second. Also, Basias Malach is forbidden to work. I would think after Shlumim Matzeres that even the 7 days of Shavuos is also Aser Basias Malachi and allowed to do work. Kamash Malan that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It teaches us the din of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara is saying the following statement: the first reason why Shavuos is 7 days to bring a carbon, because we liken it to Pesach. Pesach is 7 days, Shavuos is 7 days. But then I would think that you can't work for 7 days. Even Pesach, it was called Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, as the Gemara is soon going to explain, you're not allowed to do certain types of work. You can't work Chol HaMoed. You can't just do whatever you want Chol HaMoed. It's not Yom Tov, but it's still not a weekday. That's why you don't wear tefillin and, you know, you wear Shabbos clothing. It's still a Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, if I'm only likening Shavuos to Pesach, then what? Pesach has 7 days. Shavuos also has 7 days. Then I would think the 7 days of Shavuos are also like Chol HaMoed, that you can't do whatever you want. So therefore we have the second reason, that not likening to Pesach, to teach us, yes, there's 7 days makeup, but you're allowed to do work. It's, there's no holiness to it.
Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to weep? You're, like, you're allowed to on Chol HaMoed part?
No. Huh? No. And then the Gemara says, if it would only teach me the reason of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I would think, lo yadana kam, I would know how many days is makeup. Or Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying that Shavuos must have a makeup time. How many days? It doesn't say. So I need the reason of Pesach to teach me that it's 7 days makeup. Why can't I just have the reason of Pesach? Because then I would think all 7 days you're not allowed to do work.
Why does it learn from Pesach, why not from
Chai? No, because we learned that in the Gemara before, because the Gemara says, you could, in one Pasuk, it says Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Okay, which means the Torah likens the three together. Sukkos is 8 days. That you could bring a carbon. That you could bring the carbon is 8 days. Yeah? Pesach is only 7. So the Gemara says, we liken it to Pesach. So the Gemara asks, why do you like it to Pesach? Liken it to Sukkos. So he said, because to fast the middle, we like to fast. If you have a choice to liken it to more or to less, you have to liken it to the less.
Even though technically you have 8 days on Shabbos.
No, you don't.
You have Tashlumen.
There's 6 days Tashlumen plus the day of Shavuot. Altogether it's 7.
Altogether.
Right.
Tashlumen, what's Tashlumen?
Tashlumen makeup. That if you didn't bring the carbon that you have to bring on Shavuos, you have up to 7 days, including the first day, to make it up.
So the only interest we have in likening Shavuos, in making it 7 days, is for the purpose of
Korbanos. Right. Otherwise, you don't liken Shavuos as 1 day, Pesach as 7 days.
When does the 7 days begin?
For Shavuos?
Right.
Shavuos, and the next 6 days. Listen, even Pesach, it's the first day of Pesach, not before.
Right.
You can't bring it before Pesach. No, it's what I'm saying, it's the first day of Pesach, onward. It's the first day of Shavuos, onward. But Reish Lakish says another source, from where we learn out, that Shavuos, you could bring the carbon for 7 days. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'chaga Kotzir, concerning the harvest, it says the Yom Tov of the harvest, is a chag shatar chagig v'kaitzebei. Which Yom Tov do you? The Torah says chag hakotzer, the holiday of harvest. So where do you have a holiday where you harvest and holiday at the same time? The only holiday that is Atzeres, which is Shavuos. So the Gemara says Amos again. When do you harvest? Ilay me b'Yom Tov. You tell me Yom Tov. It can't be. Ksira b'Yom Tov mishari. You can't harvest on Yom Tov. El alav l'tashlumim. It teaches us the makeup days. Again, the Gemara says it's a similar concept as before. By Shavuos the Torah says chag hakotzer, chag when you harvest, but you can't harvest on the chag because chag you're not allowed to harvest. So what does it mean? The next 7 days or the next 6 days you're allowed to do it. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Ela meyat, if that's the case, it says concerning Sukkos, Chag HaOsif, the Yom Tov of gathering, Eze Chag Sheyesh BeYasif. What Yom Tov do you bring stuff, gather into the house, Ava emes achak sukkis is chut sukkis, right? So the question is, emes when? Ilem b'yomtif. If you can say, when do you harvest? I mean, not harvest. When do you bring it into the house? Yomtif. He says, malacha b'yomtif mishari. Is it allowed on yomtif? It's not allowed on yomtif. So when do you want to say, cholameid? The Gemara is cholameid, it's also not allowed. Like we said, you can't gather, you can't do field work on cholameid. So hachanami, so what does it mean? Elachag habab is manasifa. It means a yomtif that comes in the time of the harvest. Or the time of the gathering. So shvuis also means the time of the gathering. And Rabbi Yechon said to the Shlokish, your proof is not a proof. You're saying, because the Torah calls a chag hakotzir, the yomtif, when you harvest, must mean the days after shvuis. And it's part of the makeup of shvuis. The makeup days of shvuis. Rabbi Yechon says, you can't say that. Because from Sukkot you see that it's, the Torah calls it the yomtif of gathering. Gathering is not allowed in Yom Tov. It's not allowed in Chol HaMoed. So what does it mean, the Yom Tov of gathering? It's the time of the year that you gather. So Shavuos is the time of the year that you reap. But that doesn't mean that you have the Yom Tov for 7 days. Okay? But now the Gemara says a new thing. Mechlal, though, we see from both of them, to Tavayu Sfirulei, that Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, for that matter, everybody really holds. Chol HaMoed, aseh b'asiyas malach, that's forbidden to do work on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what this means. Huh? You have Yom Tov. Let's. Like 10 lines from the top. It's okay. It's. Now. Let's say Shavuos doesn't have a Chol HaMoed. Pesach has a Chol HaMoed and Sukkot has a Chol HaMoed. So let's speak about the way it is in Israel. Okay? One day Pesach, Chol HaMoed, the seventh day is holiday. Sukkot, first day holiday, Chol HaMoed, the eighth day is holiday. Right? Shmini Atzeres. Now, the days in between the first and the last day is called Chol HaMoed, or Chol Shamoed. What does Chol HaMoed mean? It's the chol of the moed. It's the weekday of the yomtif. So it's yomtif, but it's not yomtif. It's yomtif and it's not yomtif. What do you mean it's yomtif and it's not yomtif? Both opinions said, whatever it is, you can't work in the field. You can't reap and you can't gather. Chol HaMoed. That's what they said. So the Gemara is going to ask, where do we see a source in Chumash, in the Torah, that you can't work Chol HaMoed? The first day and the last day, the Torah says clearly you can't work. Chol HaMoed, the Torah doesn't say you can't work. So the Gemara says, where do you come up with this din, which is the halacha, by the way, that you can't work on Chol HaMoed? And as the Gemara is going to explain, by the way, just to explain them before we get into the Gemara, certain things you're allowed to do Chol HaMoed, and certain things you're not allowed to do Chol HaMoed. For instance, you could turn on lights, you can ride in a car, you can do things. But certain things you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Like, for instance, you can't laundry, you can't sew, you can't write unless if it's necessary. You know, certain things, you shouldn't do business unless if you're going to lose money by not going into business. Okay? Then it's called David Ovid. And as the Gemara is going to explain later, the do's and the don'ts of Chol HaMoed, the Torah gave up to the rabbis of the earlier generations to decide what yes and what not. But the Gemara is going to ask, you're saying a statement that Chol HaMoed, you can't work. So the Gemara said, where do we see that in the Chumash? I hint to it at least, that you're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. Where do we see such a thing? So the Gemara says, the Tan Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan learned, it says in the Torah, es chag ha-matzis tishmer, that the seventh Yom Tov of Sukkot and Pesach, you should watch Shivas Yomim, 7 days. The Torah says a statement, you should watch, meaning keep Pesach 7 days. So the Gemara says, work, the Torah says, the first and last day. So what does it mean now, keep Pesach 7 days? Because another pasuk says, don't eat chametz for 7 days. Okay, another pasuk says, Shivas Yom Techel Matzis. You're not leisechol al chametz shivas yamim. The Torah says you can't eat chametz 7 days. You have to eat matzah 7 days, right? And then the Torah comes along and says keep Pesach 7 days. So what do you mean keep Pesach 7 days? What is that adding to what we have from the other psukim? Obviously, it's adding something. If not, the Torah wouldn't say it for no reason. So he says, what does it teach us? It teaches us sha'asid basiyas malacha is forbidden to do work. Huh? And cholamed. So the Gemara says, divide Rabbeishi, that's what Rabbeishi holds. Rabbi Einison says, no, Einitzarch, you don't even need this pasuk. You don't need this pasuk to tell you it. Why? It's a kal v'chaymer. He says, I can learn it from what's called a kal v'chaymer. We'll soon see what that means. Mari shenishvi, if the first day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach, shein kedusha lefnei malachreim, that there's no holy days before and after them. Yet, aser basiyas malacha, it's forbidden. This is a very interesting doozer. The Gemara says like this. The first and last day of Pesach, we know the Torah says clearly no work. So Gemara says, if the first and last day of Pesach is no work, the middle days for sure is no work. Why? Why?
It's in between.
No, because look, before the first day is nothing. After the last day, it's nothing. There's no holiness before, there's no holiness after. Yet the first and last day are forbidden. So the middle days that have an earlier day of holiness and a later day of holiness, for sure should be holy. If the first and last day of Pesach are holy, right? Yet, there's no day before Pesach, there's no day after Pesach. Yet the first and the last are not sandwiched in. Yet, you're not allowed to do work. So the middle days that have holy before and holy after, for sure you can't do work. So, the Gemara is going to refute it very simply. The 6 days of creation have a Shabbos before and a Shabbos after. Yet, can you do work? Okay, so
not a Shabbos before.
Oh yeah, it's set. There's a Shabbos before, Shabbos after, and 6 days in the middle. Not, you're right, now, not, you're right, not at the beginning. At the beginning there was no Shabbos. But I'm saying now, you have Shabbos,
Shabbos.
You should put it in there. Gemara says it. Gemara's going to say it. Anyway, so Gemara says like this. Umari shenishvi, if the first day and last day of Pesach, she'en kedush lefnei machreim, where there's no holiness before and after, yet, aser basiyas malach yinala to do work on them, Cholamed, the middle days, intermediate days. Sheyesh kedusha lefnei machreim, where there's kedusha before and after them. Ein adin sheyaseh basiyas malacha. For sure, it should be forbidden to do work. Why?
I don't understand.
I'm saying just because there's a Shabbos at the beginning of the Shabbos.
Not Shabbos, Yom Tov.
Yom Tov.
Right.
Okay. No, we didn't
therefore
go to
the middle. We can't.
Now that's about the weekdays. Yeah, we're talking about Yom Tov. Again, if the first day and the last day are forbidden to do work,
so mainly you can't work during the week. During those,
for sure you can't work during the week.
What's the logic? I don't understand.
Because it belongs to the same holiday.
What's holier? A day that has nothing before and nothing after, or a day that's sandwiched in of holiness?
Between two Shabbat.
What's that? The two Shabbat. The Gemara is going to ask. 1 second.
The things like this.
The Gemara is
going
to ask.
Two different Shabbos.
Between
Shabbat. We didn't get. I just jumped the gun. Okay. We didn't do Shabbat yet. Let's go about the Chag.
Yeah,
right.
It's the same holiday.
The logic is, what's holier, a day that's in between two holy days, or a day that's by itself? Logically,
between Pesach and Shavuot. This is two holy days.
Oh,
not working, don't work all the 49 days.
Yeah, you know what? it's a good idea. And then I know Jews that say, if you can't work that, we want to be strict. We won't work a whole year. You should know that it's brought down in Sfarim that Pesach is like the first day's Yom Tov, Shavuos is like the last days of the Yom Tov, and the 7 weeks of Sfira is called Chol HaMoed.
and we don't have to.
Well, Farshim say this. This is difficult. This way, Chol HaMoed, you got to work. You can't get out of it. No, but it's but they call it in concept. It's the 7 days, 7 weeks. It's 7 days of Chol HaMoed between the first days, which is Pesach and Shavuos, because Pesach and Shavuos are connected. Right, it says you're going out of Mitzrayim to get Matan Torah. So, Nabom is a holiday.
So the logic is over here that since the first and last days are Yom Tov, so therefore,
and even though before them and after them there's no kedusha, yet they're holy.
Therefore,
so days that are sandwiched with holiness for sure should be holy.
Holy, but the Torah says this first and last days are Yom Tov.
So the Gemara says, I'll refute it. Because Sheish is Yemei Bereish is Yechichu. The 6 days of creation will refute you. Why? She has Kedusha Lefnehem. There's a Shabbos before them. She has Kedusha Lacharehem. And there's a Kedusha after them, meaning the next Shabbos. And yet, Mutar Masiyas Malach, yet you're allowed to do work. So what do you see? Just because something is sandwiched in, doesn't mean that it's holy. So the Gemara says, no, I'll refute what you refuted. Chol HaMoed is holier than the 6 days of the week. Because every day of Chol HaMoed, they brought a special korban called Korban Musaf. That's why it's holy. But 6 days of the week are nothing. There's no special korban in the 6 days of the week. So maybe Chol HaMoed, because it's sandwiched in between first and last, plus you bring a korban, so maybe, like the Gemara says, let's see it inside. But look at the 6 days of creation. She'ein b'hem karban musaf, where there's no karban musaf. Meaning 6 days of creation are regular, mundane weekdays. But look at Chol HaMoed. She yash bar karzen musaf that has a karban musaf. So maybe that's why it's holy. So Gemara says, no, I'll prove you, dude, that musaf doesn't make it holy. Because Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow, that you brought a karban musaf, and yet Rosh Chodesh is allowed to work. So what do you see from there? Musaf doesn't make it holy.
But it does make it holier than the other days. Lacham, you could still work. But
that Rosh Chodesh is allowed to work?
But it's holier than the regular
days. How do you know?
Being carbon.
So Rosh Chodesh is also brings a carbon. You're allowed to work?
You are. But
so what's the so how are you proving to me that you can't work Chol HaMoed? Because sandwiched in is not a proof. Because every 6 days is sandwiched in, you're allowed to work. You want to then the Gemara say, okay, but on Chol HaMoed there's a Musaf. So maybe Musaf makes you not work. The Gemara says, no, because Rosh Chodesh has a Musaf, and you are allowed to work. So Musaf doesn't make it. Sandwiched in doesn't make it. So the Gemara is going back. How do you know you can't work Chol HaMoed? So one proof we had already, that the Gemara said, because the Torah says, keep 7 days of Pesach. So obviously, you know, you have to keep it.
Is the Gemara trying to teach us, show us that you, that it's a holiday just like the Yom Tov?
Or the Gemara is trying to show us that you can't work on Chol HaMoed.
You just can't work, right. But it's not a Yom Tov.
Some things you're allowed to do, some things you're not allowed to do.
But it's not like the first and last.
It's not as strict. No. Right.
It's Shabbat, Shabbat.
Yeah, first you can't. It's not the same level of Kedusha, but, like we said, you're supposed to wear Shabbos clothing in Chol HaMoed. You don't put on tefillin according to most customs today. You don't put on tefillin because it's a Yom Tov. So granted, it's, you know, it's called Chol HaMoed. The question, is it more Chol? Is it more Moed? No, that's the, so it's more Moed than Chol. Understand? But, again, you could drive in a car, you could turn on light, you could do a lot of things that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, you could do Yom Tov, you can cook, but you can't turn on a fire. Chol HaMoed, you turn on a fire. Yom Tov, you can't go to Disneyland. Chol HaMoed, you can go to Disneyland.
Shabbos is not a festival, and Rosh Chodesh is not a festival, but Shavuos is a festival. So
no. Shabbos is a festival? I mean, it's not a
festival. I mean,
it's higher than a festival.
It's Shabbos, it's its own category.
Right. But the Gemara says, in fact, the Gemara asks the question, Malar Rosh Chodesh, but you know why Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to work, because the Torah doesn't call it Mikra Kodesh. The Torah doesn't call it a holy calling. But Chol HaMoed, the Torah does call it Mikra Kodesh. So the Gemara says, this is what the Gemara concludes. The fact that the Torah calls it a holy calling, Dino, it teaches us, Sha'asib Basiyas Malach, it's forbidden to work. Okay, so far the Gemara says, two biblical sources that you're not allowed to work Cholamayit. One is, because it says 7 days, Ki Pesach. And obviously, what do you mean, Ki Pesach, 7 days? Obviously, it must mean not to work. And secondly, the Gemara says, because it started off with a kavachim. If this is not sandwiched in, it's forbidden. This is sandwiched in, it is forbidden. Then you learn from Rishchai. We learn from everything together that the current Torah calls it mikra kodesh, holy, and then because of that, you're not allowed to work. Finally, the commentators, by the way, ask a question. Wow. This is only for Pesach cholamid. How do you know Sukkot cholamid? You also can't work. So we learn out Sukkot from Pesach. Because remember, before we learned, then the same pasuk, we liken all the three chagim together.
So we can't come to this by logic. We have to rely on the pasuk finally.
Correct. The Tesis has a problem over here that the commentators discuss. Based on this Gemara, if you're learning it out from a pasuk, then it's biblical. And if it's biblical, where do we find in the Torah a concept of some work yet, some work no?
This is not to work.
We don't find that anywhere biblically. Some things you're allowed to do, some things you're not allowed to do. So the Gemara Tesis really learns it's really rabbinic. There are certain opinions based on this Gemara that say, obviously, if we're learning it out from Sukkim in Chumash, then it's biblical. Okay? In fact, in Pirkei Avos, there's one of the things, HaMei Fabrisa Shalavam Ravino Mavaza Sameyadis. One who embarrasses the Yomim Tevim. Chazal say means Cholameid.
Right,
if you embarrass Cholameid, meaning you don't deal Cholameid properly. You know that every day Cholameid, you're supposed to drink wine, you're supposed to eat meat, because you're supposed to v'samachta b'chagacha, you gotta be happy, you know? It's a lot, and it's regretful that the world uses Cholameid as intermediate day, you know, do whatever you want. If people, you know, there's a lot of issues of Cholamid. Things that are not necessary to do, you shouldn't do. The whole question is, can you take pictures of Cholamid?
Okay. That's
all right. Yeah. So some people write, if that's the only time the family gets together, and if you're going to lose it, and if they're not there, you're going to... So it's called David Ovid, something that you're going to lose out. If you don't do it, so then you're allowed to do it.
Some that who are machmir and treat cholamid as though it were yom tov.
Not in a way of not doing work at all. No, that you're not allowed to do. Because if the Torah differentiates and says this is holier than this, who are you to make it equally holy? That itself is going against the Torah. Instead, the Torah says this is holy. This is holy, but this is holier. And you're coming along and making it equal holy. So you're going against the Torah too.
So you have to acknowledge the fact that Yom Tov...
There is a difference. Right. There are stages. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Cholamid, Rosh Chodesh, the stages.
Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, or Cholamid, which one?
Shabbos is the holiest. Then...
The Moed,
then Cholamid, then Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah?
Yeah. Rosh Chodesh, you could do work.
Cholamid,
you're supposed to refrain from what you can.
Cholamid, you can do.
It's preferred not to, but if you have to, you could.
Shabbos is the same as.
But mean,
Shabbos is holier.
What about
some women don't work on Cholamid?
Yeah, cut in the field.
If you're not going
to. Oh, if you're not going to do it, you're going to lose it, it's going to get ruined, then you could do it. What?
Shabbos is holier than Yom Kippur also?
Sure.
That's a Yom Kippur.
Even though Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosin, but Shabbos is still holier. You know where you see it? I'll show you where you see it clearly. Monday and Thursday, how many aliyahs do you have?
Three.
Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, four. Yom Tov, five. Yom Kippur, six. Shabbos, seven.
What is that?
No, and Monday and Thursday, three aliyot. Monday, to the Torah, three aliyot.
Monday and Thursday.
Right, three aliyot.
Isn't it
right?
No.
Rosh Chodesh,
four.
Chol HaMoed, four.
Four, yes, correct.
Chag, five. Yom Kippur, six. Shabbat, seven.
I think there's ten on Shabbat. There's three at Mincha, seven in the day.
I'm talking at one time. And if you go to a shul with the aliyot, you have 80 million. I mean, it's a... But only Shabbos you could aliyot. No, you're not allowed to aliyot. Only Shabbos. We don't anyway.
Doesn't say Shabbos, Shabbat,
for Yom Kippur. No. Yom Kippur is a Shabbos, Shabbos. Okay, Tanya Idach. We learned in another Braise. It says, Kol Melecha Saveda Leisasu, concerning Yom Tif, it says, all Melecha of work you shouldn't do. Limit al Chol HaMoed, it teaches us al Chol HaMoed, Sha'asa Basiyas Melecha, that you're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, that's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili says. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, when the Torah speaks, the Torah says like this, 7 days keep the Chag, Kol Melecha Savoda Leisasu. Don't do any work 7 days. So the Gemara says, what does it teach us? That for 7 days he can't do work. Meaning, Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do work. Thank you. That's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili says. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, you don't need this proof. I have a simpler proof. How do you aim? It says in the Pasuk, Eile Me'adei Hashem. These are the festivals of God that you should call them in the proper time. So it says, what is the Torah speaking about? In Barishin, if you don't have the first day of Sukkot, it already says Shabbosin. It already says it's holy. In Bishvi, or the eighth day of Sukkot, it already says Shabbosin. So what Mayad are you calling? The Torah already says the first day is holy. The Torah says the eighth day is holy by Sukkot. And then the Torah says these are the Chagim, the Mayad that you call. So what Mayad are we talking about? It must be Chol HaMoed. L'malamducha, to teach us, Sha'asib asiyas malacha that Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do work. Tanya Idoch, we learned in another Braise. It says, Sheish is Yom Teichel Matzis, 6 days you should eat matzis. Uvayei Mashvi Atzeres Lashem, and the seventh day is a Yom Tif. Right? Mashvi Atzer. Just like the seventh day is held back. Atzer means held back. Held back from what? Work. Av Sheish is Yomim Atzurim. Then the 6 days are also Atzurim. Meaning, the Torah says like this. 6 days eat matzah, and the seventh day is Yom Tov, held back. So he says, just like the seventh day is held back from work, the 6 days are also usher to the work. So Gemara says, imashvi yotze b'chol melach, if that's the case, then we should liken Chol HaMoed to the last day. If the last day, all melach is forbidden, av sheish yis yomer matzurim b'chol melach, then every work should be forbidden. Just like Yom Tov. That means it should be Yom Tov for 7 days. Talmud Leimer, it says like this. Bayeim Hashvi Yatzeres. On the seventh day, you're held back from work. Meaning, Hashvi Yatzer B'chol Melacha, the seventh day is forbidden to do all work. Vein Shish Yomim Atzurim B'chol Melacha. But the 6 days are not forbidden to do work. Meaning, this is what the interesting concept of the Gemara is. This pasuk was given over the legal particulars to the Chachamim. Leimelach to tell you, Eze Yom Aser, which day is Yom Tif, when all work is forbidden. Ve'eze Yom Mutter, which day is permitted, meaning Chol HaMoed. Eze Melacha Asura, what is forbidden. Ve'eze Melacha Mutter, so what is permissible. This is a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, "Eile me'adei Hashem mikroi kodesh, asher tikru eisam b'me'adam." These are the chagim that you call. Now, if you look in the Chumash, asher tikru eisam, osam normally spelled aleph vav saf mem. In the Chumash, it's written without the vav. You could read it atem, asher tikru atem b'me'adam. Meaning, Yom Tif, the Chag, is up to Bed Din. That's why the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, that God, the Malachim come to God before Rosh Hashanah. You know, you got the prosecuting angels and the defending angels. So they come to God before Rosh Hashanah. They say, hey God, when's Rosh Hashanah? So Hashem says, I don't know. When the Jewish courts make the Chag, That's when it becomes a chag. And the Gemara says, "Eil meidash shesiku atem, atem afilu shegigim, afilu mezidim, afilu mutoyim." Even if Bezdin intentionally said, "You know what? We're not making Yom Tov today. We're making it tomorrow." That's when tomorrow becomes Yom Tov.
Because of this pasuk.
Yeah.
Is this only for calling Rosh Hashanah and Rosh
Chodesh? No, because Bezdin says when Rosh Chodesh is, that decides when the 15th is, when Rosh Hashanah, when Yom Kippur, when Sukkot, when Pesach is.
And now we're saying they can do.
But by the way, we mentioned this many times in the classes when we're learning Da'at God and different things. Shabbos has nothing to do with Bezdin. Shabbos was called Mekatcha V'Kaimer. Shabbos is self-holy. Bezdin doesn't decide when Shabbos is. God decides when Shabbos is. The seventh day of the week is Shabbos. Right? Yom Tov is up to Bezdin. And that's why it's an interesting thing. When you daven, when you daven, what do you say in Kiddush and in Shabbos? Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. What do you say on the Chagim? Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim. Why? You don't say by Shabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael Vahashabbos. By Yom Tov, you say in Kiddush and in the Yamida, we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim. What's the difference? So the explanation is very simple. Shabbos has nothing to do with the Jews.
No.
Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. God sanctifies Shabbos. Who makes Yom Tov? Not
Israel.
God.
Israel.
The Yisrael. So what's the bracha? Mekadesh Yisrael. God sanctifies the Jews. Vahazmanim, who make the Yom Tov holy.
It also talks of Rosh Chodesh. It says, Lachem, it should be for you. Like, meaning like the Jews should keep track of time.
Rosh Chodesh is up to us. The Yom Tov is not based on the week. Yom Tov is based on the day of the month. Right? Weeks are based on God. The 6 days of the week has nothing to do with the Jew. Shabbos is Shabbos whether you make it Shabbos or not. Right? So, the Gemara is explaining over here that the whole concept of Malach, which is also in Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara is learning out from a bunch of different psukim, where we learn out from that it's also to do Malach and Chol HaMoed. But the last thing the Gemara is saying, that it's up to Bezdin, number one, to decide when the Chag is, when the Chag is not. And at the same time, Bezdin has the authority and the responsibility, by the way, to discuss Eizah Malach Asur, which Malach is Asur, and which Malach is allowed. So as a general rule, the Gemara says, something which is called Dovet Ha'avud, something that you're going to lose money if you don't do it, so then you're allowed to do it Chol HaMoed. Not Chag, not Shabbos, Chol HaMoed you're allowed to do. The Chama were lenient. You're going to lose money. We don't want you guy losing money, because you lose money, you're going to be sad. Yom Tov, you're supposed to be happy. So the Chacham said, you're going to lose money, you could do it.
Who knows if he's going to lose
Today's money, today's market, the more you work, the more you lose.
Yeah, sure.
Pays not to go to work anyway. You lose less money.
Huh? You're going
this
to...
This proves that for the setting of the timing of the Maedis, the power is given to us. To establish the do's and don'ts, same thing.
Not for Yom Tov.
No.
Because Yom Tov itself, the Torah says, "Kom lach leisasu, kom lach saveid leisasu." Acha sheyachol lachol nefesh.
The pasuk says.
The Torah says you cannot do malacha saveida, but it says acha sheyachol lachol nefesh. What's allowed for food? Hu levado yasal lachem. And the Gemara takes it a step further. Not only directly food. Why can you carry on Yom Tov? What does it have to do with food?
It has to do with food. Whatever that. You need to.
You want to bring a baby to Shul on Shabbat and Yom Tov in a carriage.
Since you could carry it for the
food. So it said, if it was done permissible for the need of eating, the Chacham deters in certain things. Allows you to do it other things also. But you can't just carry on Yom Tov. For no reason, no. Yom Tov, you're only allowed to carry what you need for Yom Tov. You can't just start, okay, I'm carrying, let's just go out and carry. You're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov for no reason. It has to be shloi letzeirach eating, but it has to be letzeirach achag.
Okay.
has to be Tzarech Yom Tov.
And how do we know that they could? Okay.
So Yom Tov is not given. Chol HaMoed was given up to the Chacham.
And to create the do's and don'ts?
Of Chol HaMoed.
How do we see this in this pasuk
again? Because there's a problem. This pasuk says, Sheish Yom Techo Matzis, B'yem HaShvi Atzeres. Atzeres means don't do work. So you say, if she is Atzeres, then the 6 days are Atzeres. But the Gemara, but the pasuk says only the 7th day is Atzeres, not the 6 days. So we liken the 6 days to the 7 days. That means, in certain things it's us, in certain things it's not. Who decides? Based on the pasuk, Eila Merde Hashem Mikroi Kedesh Shetikru Aysam, Ashetikru Atem. Because the Gemara says, what is that pasuk referring to? First day it already says is Yom Tov. Last day it already says is Yom Tov. So what is Eilu Me'ad Hashem Mikrei Kedesh Shetikreisim? It already said B'yem Arishin Shabbosin, B'yem Ashvi Shabbosin. Then the Torah says Eilu Me'ad Hashem Mikrei Kedesh. What is that referring to? Chol HaMoed. Ashetikru Atem, that you're the one to decide, meaning Bez, then decides what Aveid is allowed on Chol HaMoed, what Aveid is not. So what did the Chacham decide? Dovid HaAvod is permissible.
What is that?
So if you lose money, you can do it.
So Elmed is only a reference to Chol HaMoed?
That's what this pasuk, this opinion is learning, that's what the pasuk is referring to.
So how can we read it on...
Because Elmed Hashem also means the Yom Tov of the...
It's not strictly only...
Right. But the Gemara writes in Chayit is seemingly it's an extra pasuk, because the Torah already said the first day of Shabbos, Yom Tov, and the second day of Shabbos. The last day, I mean, the last day. So obviously, what's the Torah adding? It's adding Chol HaMoed. Asher Tikru Aysam
depends on you.
Depends on Bezdin. Bezdin decides what Malach is allowed, what Malach is not allowed. But just one last thing before we finish. But the Gemara concludes that even though you're allowed to bring the carbon for 7 days, 6 days after Shavuos, right? The Gemara's conclusion, it's not also b'malacha, right? You're allowed to do work, it's not Chol HaMoed, you can bring a carbon. And the Gemara said you can even make eulogies. No,
after
we're back to Shavuos, after Shavuos. And the Gemara says, why? Because the Gemara wanted to uproot the opinion of the Tzedukim. According to the Apikursim, the Tzedukim, by Tusim Tzedukim, that didn't believe in the Oral Torah, Shavuos was always on a Sunday. Because they said, Yitzvatam Lachami Machras HaShabbos. So they took it literally, Shabbos means Shabbos, so Sunday the day. Chazal learned, Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after Yom Tov. So according to them, if you start counting the Yomer, Sunday, Machras HaShabbos, so the 49th day ends Shabbos, and the 50th day Shavuos is Sunday. Okay, we'll see. Obviously, next week there's no class.
By the way, when you said